From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. New Jersey has announced another settlement to remedy PFAS contamination. This one is believed to be the largest ever for a single state, valued at up to $2 billion. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This settlement with DuPont and related companies will be used to clean up decades of contamination from so-called forever chemicals at several sites in New Jersey, including the Chambers Works site in Pennsville-Salem County and another in Greenwich Township, Gloucester County. New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says this is a comprehensive settlement to clean up both known and unknown pollution, with $875 million paid out over the next 25 years, plus a $1.2 billion remediation fund as a reserve for future PFAS discoveries.
What we are constructing through this settlement is multiple layers of protection to make sure that the people of New Jersey, our residents, our taxpayers, are not left holding the bag.
LaTourette says this settlement resolves a 2019 lawsuit, and it's the largest ever pollution-related settlement achieved for a single state in the country. A man who was waiting for a bus in Northeast Philadelphia is fighting for his life after being struck by a car early Monday morning. Happened around 2 o'clock in the city's Tacony neighborhood. Philadelphia police say a car was traveling north on Torsdale Avenue near Longshore Avenue when it swerved around another car that was stopped at a red light in the bus lane, and in doing so, struck a man at the bus stop and then slammed into a fence. The vehicle that was stopped tried to avoid being hit and instead struck a light pole. The 54-year-old man who was hit was taken to the hospital, remains in critical condition. No one else was hurt. Detectives with the Crash Investigation Division are investigating the case, but so far no one has been charged. Several homes have been evacuated in Marlton, Burlington County after a gas main break sparked a fire. Happened around 9:30 Monday morning along Iron Gate and Nottingham Roads just off the Marlton Parkway. Police in Evesham Township say an excavation crew ruptured the underground line, which resulted in a significant leak. The gas ignited a fire, which spread to some construction vehicles. A dump truck and backhoe were charred by the flames. Police say a number of homes were evacuated out of an abundance of caution. No injuries were reported. Utility crews are at the scene working to repair the gas line. A new community hub in Germantown is centering around education, resources, and the environment. KYW's Sheridan Howard has more.
The Watershed at 53rd and Wayne Avenue in Germantown is combining science, art, and the environment, all in the name of community. And they're doing it the Philly way.
You know, first of all, we're Philly, right? So
all the way.
Philly and block parties, like, synonymous, right?
Peanut butter and jelly. And Deneen Brockington with the Watershed is introducing the Community Hub, a partnership between the Academy of Natural Sciences, Mural Arts Philadelphia, and the Philadelphia Water Department, but not with a simple banner or a party.
And I was like, well, we just can't have a regular block party. Like, we're an environmental justice hub here. Like, we're flood resilience.
Now get this, the hub provides eco-friendly resources to the surrounding community, which is plagued by persistent flooding as a result of being built over a series of streams. And the block party, well, that will forward their initiative.
So Monster Stock Shred is going to collect paper so people can bring their paper shredding. We're going to collect electronics for electronic recycling.
EcoFest is Saturday, August 16th from 12 to 6 p.m. at 5300 Wayne Avenue. It was day 9 of Eagles training camp practices with the Birds preseason opener only a few days away. Dave Uram, more from South Philadelphia.
The Eagles preseason opener is Thursday night, and there are some position battles this preseason, especially on defense. Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio believes the preseason games are valuable for evaluating certain positions.
You know, you need full speed action, you know, to really tell. I mean, out in practice, nobody's getting tackled, you know, so you don't know if you made the tackle or missed it. We're not finishing on the quarterback. You know, we're trying to stay away from him. So We need games.
One position battle is for one of the corner spots. Veteran Adoree Jackson and third-year corner Keely Ringo are in competition for it. Any separation between the two?
It's close. You know, I think both of them are having a good camp, but it's close. And been happy with both of them. And we'll see.
Thursday's game is at 7:30 at the Link against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda.
Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.